from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Wow. I know what Alex is going to do. He's going to start trying to do math like he did last
year.
Oh, boy. He really donated $10 million by accident. I was like, wow, well, Alex just donated $10 million.
Hey, man. You know how it works.
He's Alex, like, how are like, you, man? It's good to see you.
Good to see you guys.
It feels like forever we've had a chance to talk to you. I think it was like once in spring training or
it's
something.
It's been a while.
We talk, yeah. You talk about Miami at one point.
Yeah, yeah.
I text you.
yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, did you?
Are we that good this year?
No. Well, maybe.
Did you see?
What you got?
Did you see his outfit when he went to Miami?
No.
Oh, I got it. We got to get this to you,
please.
Oh,
I'm in Miami. I'm gonna dress like I'm in Miami.
Oh,
he wants me to wear
what
like,
that means?
No, he wants me to wear cords.
No,
and like a flannel shirt when I'm in South Beach.
He's
shorts.
Like he's like Simon Cowell. Half the shirt's unbuttoned. He's
I look good, Alex. Alex,
off.
I had red shoes.
And he had the
white jeans.
Like,
I look
come
good.
Come on, man.
From the Gables.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
what it was.
Yeah, from the Gables.
Exactly. You were black socks and sandals away from the Pines and Mar Gables.
I'm close.
His back's thrown out. He's got a kidney stone. He has a mess.
Month.
He's a mess. Ever since you left, Alex, this guy's been a mess.
I got a kidney stone. I got a bad back.
A lot of commercials.
I know, right?
The clinic.
I know.
If this running thing goes south, I'm going to give
know.
It.
He's going to be all over the place. Well, Alex, your team has I know it was a little bit of a skid, but you've turned it around the last two nights, and it always makes – Jimmy Fun that much better, doesn't it? Whenever the team gets wins.
Oh,
a lot
so
better.
Happy.
A lot better.
Yeah.
Tough weekend. But like, we talked to the guys. Like, let's not make the weekend as, you know, more than it was. We play well on Friday. We play well on Saturday. They did what they did on Sunday. You start looking around and, you know, we know what's going on in front of us, right? Like, you see who's playing who. You got the Twins and the Royals. So, you win this week. You're going to gain ground regardless, right? So just keep playing good baseball. Get healthy. We talk about the bullpen by the trading deadline. Marty, Slayton, it didn't work out early on after the All-Star break. But then we got Garcia and Lucas. They've been okay for us. All of a sudden, Pivetta goes down. Criswell goes down. And all of a sudden, we have two bullpen games. I well packs on Sunday. Put us in a bad spot. But the boys came out. They play well the last two nights. Cutter was good yesterday. That's a good sign, and we were swinging the bat. So hopefully sweep today and be ready for the weekend. It's going to be tough.
It's been a crazy season. Like
you think?
It's just been. It's well. It's been. What's well from outside looking in. It's been really fun to watch, especially now. I mean, I know you're not technically in the home stretch, but I find myself, you know, watching the standings daily. you know, making, you know, seeing what the other teams are doing, you know, like freaking out. Like we talked to Lou on a Friday, you know, the weekend sucks. And then we come back on Monday and Tuesday. We're like, all right, we're back. Oh, we're out. Oh, we're back. What's it been like for you managing the emotions, not only for your team, but for yourself?
For myself, I know we haven't talked in a while, but
yeah.
I'm in a great place. Like I said it professionally, of course.
Yeah.
I'm in a better place than I was 5 months ago, right?
Well, congratulations, Phil, on the new contract.
You, thank you.
That would make me be in a better mood, too.
Yeah. The family's in a good spot. You know, like that part, I said it all along. I love the Red Sox, but the family's number one, and we took care of the number one team, my favorite team, and obviously stay here. It's been different as far as like, yesterday, I'm looking around. I'm looking at the lineup, looking at the guys, and I'm like, well, he's starting Wooster. He's starting Wooster. He's a rookie. He's a rookie. He's a rookie. And they're playing well, right? Rob made a good point. He talked to the kids 2 days ago. And we're going to go as far as they go, right? Like when we're playing that brand of baseball that we're running, playing good defense, being aggressive, scoring from first and all that, we're really good. You know, when we slow down, that's when we struggle, right? And, you know, it all depends who we're facing, right? Like Houston did an outstanding job keeping us off base, you know, and we can't put pressure on you. So the boys did a good job. Sogar, Rafaela, Wong, still young, and it's been fun. A lot of teaching, a lot of player development. This is something that Craig, when he got the job in November, December, we met, and there's this false theory about player development, right? People think that player development ends in AAA, and then you come here and you win games.
Yeah.
No, we got to keep teaching the game. We got to keep pushing these guys to be better, not only in the offensive side of it, but defensively. And it's been fun, man. It's been a lot different than the last 2 years as far as, like, the energy they bring. It's always cool to come to the ballpark and see what Rafael is going to do in center field, you know, or at shortstop. It's cool what Jaron is going to do in the first pitch of the game. And obviously, we haven't talked that much about him, but the third baseman is playing like a superstar, right? Like, Rafi, offensively, he's been a monster. Defensively, he's been solid, and he's leading the charge. So it's been fun. Pitching different, you know, that's obvious. But we still have to keep pitching if we want to make it to the playoffs.
Are you having fun still on that player development end? Like, even for you as a manager, did you maybe have to shift of, hey, we still have to player develop here at the big league level, whereas, yeah, I would have been in the thought of, hey, man, you make it to AAA, how much better are you really going to get? But there was kind of like the twinkle in your eye when you were talking about the player development part of it. Are you enjoying that?
I'm loving it. Obviously, a different group than the first five that I had, you know, a lot of veterans that were established guys. This guy is still learning to become big leaguers, not only on the field, but off the field. I tip my hat to Kenley Jansen, Rob Refsnyder, Chris Martin, Rafi Devers, because little by little, you know, they've been helping these guys in the clubhouse. You know how it is.
You feel like you got a new strong foundation of leadership.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
is different than
right.
in the past.
It's been more. I don't want to say, like, when I used to play, it was, I mean, like, it's this way
yeah.
or the highway, right?
Right.
You know, like, you have to do this. You have to dress up. You got to carry the beer and the boom box. No. It's been very subtle. Like, this is what you need to do to become a big leaguer. And it started on a road trip, in a sense, you know. We went to St. Louis and Kenley and Chase Anderson, who's not with us anymore, and he was outstanding for us. They stopped by the office, and we got a bunch of coaches, and we start talking about how we were treated as rookies, you know. Like, it was tough, you know, like collared shirts, slacks, you know, dress shoes. This is in San Antonio, Texas, in AA, right? And you get to the big leagues, and you have to do this and that, whatever. And you're on the bus, and there's like a mile and a half from the hotel, and they say, rookies, get off, walk to the hotel,
what?
You know, in suits and all that. It was tough.
Like 110
degrees? 110
degrees,
yeah. Do it in Texas, right? But we didn't go to that extreme, but it started actually with the dress code, you know, like we felt like the rookies
were
too relaxed. Yeah, we were too relaxed. And I get it. I understand. You go to the store and you buy, you know, your hoodie and your pants, and it's $300, right? And who am I to say that that's not the way you should dress? But on planes, we were in sports coats here and there, you know, and it was fun. It was good, and I think that was the beginning of them understanding what we need them to do to become big leaguers, and so far it's been fun, man. It's been fun to watch.
It's not quite Lou Brown in Major League. We wear caps and sleeves at this level, son. You didn't have to go that far.
No. Actually, it's the other way around. Like in pregame and all that, I was very kind of like strict about BP tops and wearing your hats and all that, and you start looking around the league and, you know, there's guys wearing shorts and cut-off shirts, whatever. You know what?
That's sloppy.
You know what? Be sloppy there. Yeah. That's good for you guys. Yeah. I mean, we got the gun show with Jaren and Tyler.
Well, right? There is that, too.
Yeah, and Moss is trying that, too, by the way.
Okay.
Is he really?
He's trying.
He's like Scott Peters, the Patriots O-line coach, man. Doing the short push-ups out there.
Yeah, but
hitting the pump.
Honestly, the season has been cool. We felt like in August and September there were going to be meaningful games here in Fenway, and I think we're going to accomplish that. Obviously, we want more. We want to play October baseball, and if we do the things that – if we keep pitching – If we pitch, we're going to be fine.
Yeah, because I feel like you feel like that you have them wired right, right? Like the message is they're accepting it. They're all about everything. The leadership is set. But the pitching and the biggest concern, is it fatigue with some of these guys as far as
the amount of innings? Can we get to the finish line?
How do you do that?
Well, I mean, the schedule is going to help us after Houston, but we still got Baltimore and Houston. We still got one more against Texas. Think the off days are going to benefit us, and somehow, some way, at one point, you know, it's not that we're going to punt a game, whatever, but we have to actually be creative one day to take care of them. September comes, you add to the roster, that's going to help us, but it's very important for our starters to do what Cutter did yesterday, what Bejo did a few days ago. Give us five, give us six. If we do that, we're going to be okay.
By the way, Alex is brought to us by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, by Arbella, here for baseball fans, here for good, and by Sherwin-Williams. The Sherwin-Williams Pro Plus program helps you manage and grow your paint business. We did congratulate you on the contract. I'm curious from your end. I don't care so much about the timing of it. I'm more curious of the – you've always talked about your family, but – you know, the little ones, maybe they don't have the context of the money or whatever, but how are the familial discussions?
I got one.
Oh, boy.
So, Xander, one of the twins, big fan of Ohtani. Big fan of Ohtani. So, All-Star break, we were in we went to California. Then we played the Dodgers. You know, first time in Dodger Stadium since the World Series, so he didn't know. You know,
18, like, yeah.
Now he knows, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, Tiny, he's that homer, right, on his birthday. They actually watch it on TV because they were flying back to Boston that Sunday night.
He hit that one on the 405, I think.
Yeah, almost to Pasadena. So I got back, boom. We go to Minnesota after that. Colorado, right? Colorado, we got the deal done, comes back. And they don't know, you know, they know, but they don't know. He goes, is this means – you cannot manage Ohtani? I'm like,
oh, he thinks you're going to be in
the – he thinks you're going
like,
to LA.
I'm like, bro, no, it's not going to happen. We're going to be here. Yeah. They are understanding what is this all about. Mm-hmm. You know, they're seven now, and they come to the games. They enjoy the family room. When we're here in Fenway, they go to the family room. On the road, obviously, they watch the games. They're playing. They understand the game a little bit more. They get upset, you know. They're becoming fans of other players, you know.
I like it.
Other teams,
yeah.
Yeah.
When the Yankees came here, so they got Switch, Nintendo Switch, right?
Yeah.
So they're playing sports now. So that actually it's been actually good because this is how they're learning about players, right? And the Yankees are coming into town, and he's like, "We're playing the Yankees this weekend." I'm like, "Yeah, oh, Soto." I'm like, well, you got him, Soto. He hits a homer all the time. I'm like,
that's his scouting report.
Yeah, so
he hits homers a lot.
Hits homer that.
So do you have a budding manager eventually? Like, do you see it developing where you're going to be able to, like, talk in depth in the game here pretty soon?
I believe so.
Yeah.
With time we will.
Kind of seems like it, doesn't it?
I mean, that's how it was with my dad, how it was with Joey. And I don't want to push him. As you guys know, youth sports are
it's out of a
control.
Mess. Yeah,
out of control. You know, like, come on, man. Like, they just started practicing again for next season, and three kids that were studs on another teams, they're playing for us now.
The turnover.
I asked Angelica, I was like, how'd this happen? Oh, we recruit them.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean we?
Oh, there we go. Yeah,
oh,
right.
Your name's no. being dropped.
Like, no, that's true. Yeah.
We? No. I'm not part of it. But just teaching the game the right way. Actually, they went to Matt Noon's baseball camp at Babson here during the summer. And I tell you what, the way they teach the game here is a lot different than back home. You know, like, here was about moving around, have fun, whatever. In Puerto Rico, it's very structured. It's all about winning. You know, we got to win. Good about defense. They're good about defense.
Yeah. They are good about defense.
But my boys, they don't care about that. Like,
they want to rake.
They want to hit homers.
Yeah, they want to hit homers.
There you go. Well, chicks like dig the long ball. That's there
true.
We go. They've heard it in the commercials. Well, great to see you, Alex. Yep. And
miss
awesome
talking
that
to you.
You come
Let's
by.
Do this. It's Let's true. Do this.
Oh,
I pledge.
Oh,
I pledge.
Oh, wait a second.
I pledge.
Oh, we got another one to correct his math.
Here we go. So
he's got to get on his phone.
What's my favorite part of this team?
Okay.
Stolen bases.
Okay.
This is different, right? Like, we're running. You know, we're running. We're up to 115, right?
Yes.
So let's get this right.
Come on, I know.
113.13 by 115. It's up to that right now.
Okay, $13,000.
Damn.
So at the end of the year,
okay,
whatever we got, is we will divide it by $113.13, and that's my pledge to.
Oh, there we go. That is awesome. Yeah. Ken Laird, we got that written down
Ken
as well.
Down.
We got
right?
it.
We got it.
We got it on tape.
Yeah, we got it. We got it. We got it right this time.
That's true. And the math
we were
was
up
correct.
To $200,000.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Last year, I was like, we're still waiting
You
for
don't
that.
Have to go back and be like, wait a minute. I know I got a contract, but what? There we go.
All right. Well, that's great, man. Thanks.
Thanks, you guys.
Good great to see seeing you, man. Keep going. Great seeing you. Absolutely. Thank you. There's Alex Cora. We'll bring it home from Fenway next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.